Welcome to Project Wellness. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal from medicineroom.com.au, and this is our second podcast. Today I wanted to read from you my book, The Wellness Zone, second edition, which was published in 2008. We've actually sold out of hard copies now, but you can still get it as a download online. I want to read to you the detox zone. I want to read sections on how to detox and methods for cleansing and detoxing and schedules, and talk to you about water fasting and all kinds of things. So grab a cuppa or a nice cleansing juice or glass of water, sit back and listen to my podcast. So, methods of cleansing and detoxing. A detox is to cleanse your body of built-up poisons and any chemicals or waste matters that don't belong. The process of detoxing is quite literally allowing these build-ups of unwanted matter to be released into your digestive tract or bloodstream and allow them to leave your body. The residues and toxins in your body that you want to remove are the materials that will eventually cause sluggishness of metabolism or illness and disease. It's important to detox your body regularly. The many people who undertake a regular cleanse certainly have a lot of energy and enjoy the best health possible in their given situation. So for your wellness zone, look at the options for detoxing and see whether any of it takes your fancy. Detoxing can be as light or as serious as you want to make it. You can do a wholesome vegetarian detox plan that enables you to still work and enjoy many foods. The any morning detox that allows you to gently and regularly flush unwanted build-ups from your system. Or you can choose from many other detox styles as outlined in this book. We're all individual in our choices for cleansing our bodies, and you'll need to experiment, adapt, and even create a few of your own tricks to detox comfortably and effectively. Today we're presented with an astounding array of commercial choices with detoxification. This is a sign of the times, and in the future will only increase. Don't get confused by the masses of information out there. Detoxing is a natural body process that occurs every night when you sleep, each time you are sick, or when you have a healing crisis. You need nothing to detox properly except yourself and some pure fresh water, a place to rest peacefully, and some silence. The reason why detoxing has become such a big business issue is that more and more people are living in cities. They're living on commercially grown foods and are having ever increasingly busy lives where they don't have time to rest, let alone start a veggie garden. The world is full of toxins and poisons that are saturating our bodies. Petrochemicals, glycophosphates, medicines, environmental poisons, air pollution, chemical residues, and modern lifestyle choices all add up to a huge amount of toxicity entering our bodies unconsciously. The common foods that congest your body include coffee, alcohol, sugar, flour from wheat, meats, processed and pickled foods, frozen commercial foods, and often food prepared away from home in commercial environments. It's sad that the only water we consider good enough to drink is commercially packaged, brackets, in plastic, spring water from some foreign place. What happened to good old clean healthy tap water? Not today, folks. Just drinking that is reason enough to detox. Wherever you live, don't think you're avoiding poisons in your diet. The planet is polluted, and each of us needs to detox our own environments if we plan to stay as healthy as possible. Your detox schedule. There is no technically right or wrong way to detox. You need to remember that this is your health, your wellness zone, and it's your choice how to detox. You can go fast, slow, or anywhere in between. It's one of those experiences that can only be determined day to day, and sometimes even hour to hour, as to whether to drop a detox program or continue it. If you start a detox and say you'll do it for 3 days, You have the privilege to stop at any time you want, for any reason that you like. You don't have to stick to that 3-day schedule, and you haven't let yourself down if you stop after 2. You can't determine how long you will want to detox until you are in the process. Tuned into detox mode and able to determine hourly how you feel. Your body knows when it's the right time to stop a cleansing program. When you have done your best and when it's time to relax and live again. You can also continue a detox plan for longer than originally intended if all is going well. Do what feels right at the time and do what's best for your body and your wellness zone. You don't need to go out and spend bundles of money. Remember that less is best with detox and that you will clear those toxins out of your body with just love, light, clear liquids and rest. However, anything above that brings a detox into a different level, depending upon the state of your health from the beginning and how seasoned you are at detoxing. Determine whether you eat brown rice and fresh vegetables or whether you're going to live on carrot juice and spirulina. It's all personal. Once you start this process, you will note the whites of your eyes become white again. It's great to note a clear system, disappearing mucus, and the end of poor dietary habits, if somewhat temporary. But the best part is that after you have been squirming in detox mode for a while, you will become so effervescent and vibrant as your body becomes clear and you have powerful and beautiful mental clarity, cellular health is another added bonus. Think about all the goodness cleansing programs bring you. Don't rush into a big plan for a cleansing, as small regular detoxes are the best way to start and build your body and mind up to longer and more disciplined practices. Often if you start with a cleansing day each week, say Monday, a good way to start your week, just have fresh fruit and vegetables, soups and juices all day. Try to avoid tea, coffee and alcohol. Do this every week for a month or longer, and then if you feel inclined, go for 2 days. It's that easy. But just imagine the increased health with any 1 day of cleansing regularly each week. Your body will definitely thank you for it. Why take a detox? Why would you benefit from having a cleansing detox? If you suffer from any illness, detoxing can help your body heal faster, making your system uncongested and clean. Medicines work better in a clearer system, and also the body has more room to get better faster because the residues, toxins and wastes have been eliminated, allowing the body to function optimally under this condition of illness. If you have any chronic illness or condition, infections, HIV, cancer, autoimmune diseases, obesity, metabolic resistance, tuberculosis, lupus, Lyme's disease, hormonal imbalances, depression, chronic fatigue syndrome, bowel diseases, or any manner of illnesses that require constant looking after and monitoring, then you need to detox and you need to give your body the best conditions to heal itself. Yes, given the right environment, the body will heal itself faster when nurtured properly. Did you know that diabetes type 2 is reversible through cleansing and detoxing and nutritional medicines? Did you know that most chronic diseases can be improved with regular cleansing and detoxing? It's all about your discipline. Basically, we all know that with a little bit of assistance in the right direction, your body can and will heal itself naturally most of the time. However, when you have a body that is full up, built up an almost invisible slush, slurry and toxic matter, you will have to remove that before your cells can vibrate at the right frequency with the right tools and unhindered energy to repair yourself completely. If you really want to recover from an ailment, then taking a regular detox cleanse and placing your body in a good position to self-heal is one of the kindest and most self-loving acts you can undertake. Your wellness zone can be enhanced or deteriorated depending upon how you choose to keep the inside of your body cleaner or dirtier. Clean inside makes light work for all bodily functions. However, when you are full of congestion, mucus, toxins, medical build-ups, and many other foreign invaders, imagine how much they will slow you down when you really need help in healing. Likewise, if you have regular cleanses and your body is clean within, then the chances of you suffering from chronic disease is far less than if you were congested. Therefore, you will be in an optimal position for healing when some illness does occur. Detoxing is natural and logical for those who want optimal health. It's just a matter of choosing when and how to do it. When to detox. Choosing a time to detox is entirely up to you. Only you know your wellness zone, and only you know when to stop having a regular diet and to start a lighter, fresher diet to eliminate the toxins from your system. You can go into spontaneous detox where you find yourself craving lighter foods or even specific cleansing foods like carrot or lemon juice and not wanting food. This is good. It may last a day or so, and then you go back to normal eating again. You just need to listen to your body, go with what your mind is telling you, and really get serious when you need to. The moment you feel sick, you need to instantly stop your normal diet and start a cleanse. Yes, that's as soon as you start to feel sick. This can last from one meal to many, depending on what's wrong with your body. In fact, it's best not to even wait until you are sick to detox. Slot it into your existing schedule. Maybe decide to detox this weekend because you've got nothing better to do. If you feel a need to detox, slip it into your life, sooner rather than later. Plan the diet and the foods around your daily regime. But remember, it's harder to detox when you're traveling to and from work all week. You can always come up with an excuse why not to. It's always easier to just get on with life and avoid the detox plan altogether. This way we can continue with our current dietary plan without any extra worry of restricting ourselves further. It is harder initially to make the commitment to detox, but in the long run you'll be so grateful that you did, as you will enjoy greater vibrancy and extended health. You can eat well most of the time anyway. To eat fresh, unprocessed, natural foods is the key to good health. To eat processed foods as a regular part of your diet is to poison your body regularly. The best food you can eat is fresh, homegrown foods prepared with the best ingredients. You need to detox when you have been eating out a lot or eating a lot of processed foods. Another good time to detox is just before or just after a holiday. Holidays always take us out of our digestive comfort zone and enter our systems into the wild and unexpected. This can be good, but it can also be fattening, and it can add fatty acids to your liver and internal organs. Parasites that are something that can also be picked up anywhere, so a regular parasite is required by everyone. I'm reading to you from my book, The Wellness Zone, second edition. My name's Dominique Liv-Kamal, and I'm reading The Detox Zone. Cleansing attitude is the key to success. To succeed or not to succeed, that is the question. This is true in many levels of your wellness zone. However, when it comes to cleansing, there's nothing as important as attitude for success or failure. If you enter a detox with a forced attitude, whereby maybe someone else has told you that you must do a detox, cleanse, or weight loss program because your health depends on it, then you will certainly be starting off on the wrong foot. If you need to lose weight, design a program that will work with your lifestyle choices. If you need to get healthy, then get the right attitude. But don't ever do a cleanse because someone else told you to. This is a negative motivating. force and will not get good results. Only do a detox because you want to improve your own health and because you want to improve and enhance your wellness zone. Self-responsibility is the only really productive path to wellness. We can consult, take advice, and get the opinion of others about any health issue. However, at the end of the day, it's our own decisions, or lack of, that make up the true healing and health of our body. It's no good to leave the decision of our healthcare to anyone else. If you cleanse regularly, that is a clear signal to your own body that you are taking the responsibility to cleanse yourself and that you are prepared to do the best for your own wellness zone. If you enter your cleanse with a strong and positive attitude, then chances are you'll be able to keep up the strength and personal discipline needed for a successful conclusion. Cleansing can be cyclic. You can find yourself really motivated for a few months and then suddenly you can't be bothered detoxing anymore. You may choose to juice cleanse, water fast, have a simple daily detox, or eat only fruit or vegetables for a few days. These are all good detox options and can be done regularly or spasmodically depending on your needs. There is a time and place for each style of cleansing. It may be right for you to have complete water fasts. Each and every time you detox is perfect. If your attitude is right, you will really enjoy the experience. And if it gets a bit tough, then you have the determination to succeed. Determined to rid yourself of those toxins and residues of poisons that could create havoc with your future health. You wash away all kinds of mental, emotional, and physical rubbish. Cleansing has many layers, and these are only revealed to you as you live and experience the detox. Each and every detox is different depending on your life and attitude at the time. Many people feel fantastic on day 3 of any complete water fast. That's always my favorite time, when you feel completely elevated from the physical, yet could run a marathon at the drop of a hat because you feel so great. But to get to great day 3 is a personal and physical challenge that can only be achieved with a certain attitude and mindset about water fasting. It's not right for everyone, and you may or may not be open to a complete water fast technique of detox. Respect your individuality and take your detoxing to the levels that you feel comfortable with. This too will change from detox to detox. Often, I fast before any major decisions about any issue of importance. Well, that's another great motivation for cleansing, especially when you are involved in business and need some time to think. It's a clearer head that thinks on peppermint tea and carrot juice than one that's loaded with coffee and wine. A heavy stomach is also the best formula for a sluggish mind, so keeping your stomach empty and your mind clear is a good formula for the successful scholar. How to deal with hunger when detoxing. Whenever we decrease the amount of food we eat, our stomachs react by sending a message to the brain that it's not satisfied and you will want to eat. This can be a physical sensation or it can be purely mind over matter. Many people in this world have become either too thin or too fat because of their own thoughts. So when you feel hungry, the first question you need to ask yourself is, do I feel hungry because I'm actually physically in need of nutrition? Or do I feel hungry because of some other mental reason, such as feelings of deprivation, emotional stress, or emptiness on another level in my life, or because that's just the time of the day that I eat? Oh, these are loaded questions. So now you need to think about the answer, and when you are on a cleanse, you will probably be feeling a little of each. You should only eat as much food as the size of your clenched fist. This is apparently the size of your stomach. When your stomach becomes distended, that's stretched, it sends a message to your brain that it's time to stop eating. However, technically, you should stop eating before your stomach sends this message, as these receptors may be a bit slower than what you can swallow. If we all ate this way, then there certainly would be no obesity in the world, so long as the food wasn't rubbish, i.e. white flour, trans fatty acids, sugars, preservatives, etc. When you feel hungry, the quickest solution is a glass of water. That usually abates the feeling of hunger for a few minutes and certainly long enough for you to think about what is good for you to consume and what's not. Fiber, pure oat bran or rice bran fiber are things that you can add to your glass of water or juice. These will help you feel full when you are on any detox. This mixture is filling but not absorbed into the body and acts as a broom to sweep away any parasites, mucus and other poisons in the digestive tract. It also stops your metabolism slowing down when you are on a liquid cleanse. When you're on a detox, it's good to think about how your body actually works so that you're able to understand the process of detoxification. It's good to drink or eat regularly, every hour, and have at least 200 mils of water plus something else like a juice, smoothie, salad, or chopped up veggies and dips. This will keep you feeling satisfied. If you find that your reasons for hunger are clearly emotional and you really feel upset about something in your life, try your hardest to diffuse the issues and go for a swim or a walk or take a bath or shower. Water and placing your body in water is the fastest way to change your energy to a more positive frame. When you throw your body under a cold shower or plunge into a cold river or the ocean, there is an instant shift in energy and you will find yourself feeling much better. During a detox, you will want little ways to distract yourself from the fact that you are not eating, and water is a lovely distraction. Hunger during your detox is yet another personal issue that needs to be addressed as it occurs. Don't be so strict with eating times and eat when you need to. If you are on a pure water or pure juices, then do as mentioned and add a tablespoon of fiber into a glass of juice or water and drink it straight away. In fact, this is a good idea for all of us at times. Imagine if we had 15 grams of pure fiber each day mixed in a drink. Our bodies would be functioning very well. Fiber is one of those foods that is underestimated and really helps you lose weight, curb unnecessary hunger pangs, flush and sweep your digestive tract, and certainly keep your large intestine in good health, as well as help manage cholesterol and triglyceride levels. There would be a lot less colon cancer and digestive tract cancer in the world if everyone increased their fiber intake. When to end your detox? If you have been on a detox, any detox, then you need to follow certain protocol at its conclusion. This protocol is to ease your way out of the detox with healthy food choices and small serving sizes. The fact that you have made the commitment and followed through with a detox warrants some respect. So simply be gentle on yourself with your diet for a day or so afterwards. Don't break a detox with deep fried fish and chips followed by a carbonated drink. Your body won't thank you for it. Any detox that has gone for less than 24 hours and has involved eating some foods, however small the amount, has not been a pure liquid detox, can be broken with just a normal meal. Try to keep it simple, not too much protein and not too much alcohol. Preferably stay away from anything heavy and alcohol for the first meal. I like to break it with fruits, vegetables, salads, vegetable soups, kefir, smoothies, juices. Any liquid-only detox needs to be broken in a special way. This involves having a very small meal of grated cabbage, carrots, and other vegetables first, or fresh mango, papaya, or pineapple. And the meal following this should be a vegetarian one with no nuts or seeds. If you are on a liquid detox for 4 days or longer, then you need to boil some fresh tomatoes in a little sea salt, apple cider vinegar, and onion. Add a cup of water and make a tomato and onion soup. Add one small vegetable stock cube instead of salt, and you can add some garlic and herbs. Have this soup at the point you decide to break the fast. This is okay to do between meals if you like, then wait at least 1 hour to have the shredded vegetable salad. You can also drink smoothies with fresh fruit, protein powder, and water. Have no meats, nuts, legumes, or dairy products for the next 24 to 48 hours and only eat the wholesome vegetarian detox plan. After that, you can eat as you wish. This will ease your body gently out of the detox and allow you to settle back into normal eating plans. You may find that you are attracted to different, more natural and less processed foods after the cleanse. This is because your body has had a taste of these delicious options and actually prefers them to other dietary choices. Many people fast on water alone for 4 to 7 days and note that when they break the fast, the taste of food is delicious and they are suddenly starving. You will also notice that your mind is very clear, which you can attribute to the detox plan, and also your brain having lived on ketones, the fat fuel, which is your brain's preferred fuel when you have been on a water cleanse. When you have juices or water fasts, remember that you are treating your body to a rest and that sometimes it is hard to keep up the energy required for work and daily activities. This is normal and you should rest as required. Sometimes I rest for the entire water fast. Sometimes I feel activated and go for walks and move, and sometimes I do my work in my business. It really depends upon the day, and you need to be flexible and open when you are on a solid detox and cleansing program. You are free to break a fast when you feel it's time. This is determined by how you're feeling. You can always break a liquid cleanse and move across to one of the lighter options, such as a wholesome vegetarian detox, fruit or vegetables or soups, if you wish. You will still be doing your body the world of goodness. Also, there are no physical restrictions on how often you can detox. You can do alternate day detoxes if you like, or you can detox once or twice a week, or you can just detox for a whole week. It's your choice. You can detox once a month or once a year. Sometimes you may be really keen to detox and ready for the next one very soon after the last. Other times it might be a struggle, as for one reason or another you just can't get motivated for the experience. So make the most of your enthusiasm when you feel it and detox as desired. What I mean by this is if you're doing a detox, you're on day 2 or 3 and you really want to keep going with the detox and you're feeling as though it's really serving you, please continue. However, if you're on a detox and you're on day 1 and you're finding it really such a struggle, please stop. Wait until it's the right time for you and then you'll make the most of the experience and get the best benefits. How can smokers and people on drugs detox? It's not easy to clean your body when you're constantly adding poisons through smoking or other drugs. Basically, if you are a smoker or have other addictions, or if you're on pharmaceutical medications, then you need to minimalize your use of these while on the detox plan. You are advised to seek supervision from your healthcare practitioner because you may experience more nasty side effects from detoxing. I'm happy to help you if you want some help. Stay inspired and try to focus on improving your wellness zone if you want to detox. Go to the Healthy Vegetarian Detox Plan for a few weeks and see how you are feeling before you endeavor to go on a juice cleansing or fasting detox methods. Don't water fast if you are a smoker or use drugs or are on any pharmaceutical medications, if you have any addictions or medications that could affect the process. Talk to somebody first. Once again, I'm happy to help you. Detoxing can be tough with these limitations. You could do with some supervision and help to ease the experience and get maximum benefits and minimal side effects. Remember, you may have a lot of congestion in your liver, in your cells, and in the organs of your body, and in your digestive tract, and in your lungs, and you may have side effects as this comes out and is released. Start off with a simple and easy detox plan, and you should do well in the process. Don't rush yourself, as there could be many toxins that have lodged themselves in your body over the years, and it may take some time to get them out. Remember, however, that detoxing is still your best method for a good future wellness zone. If you find that the detox is too hard, then stop for a day or so and start again. Don't rush yourself. Often this is the long-term solution which needs to be taken steadily. If you are in this category of addiction, drugs, medication use, smoking, and want to detox, then take a small amount of milk thistle every day and a small amount of St. John's wort hypericum herb, providing they are not contraindicated to your drugs, medications. Also, drink lemon juice with honey as a regular beverage for a week or so before the detox to loosen up toxins and flush them out steadily through your body. I always like to give my patients good vitamin C therapy as well. If your liver is dirty, that's pretty well many of us. Just existing in this world is reason enough to have a regular liver detox. As a healthy preventative and protection for your body, you would do well to consider scheduling in 2 or 3 cleanses per year just for your own wellness. We are all inadvertently exposed to various toxins. Take a moment to think about what ones can be eliminated from your world and what ones are unavoidable. It's not hard to see that it's important to consider cleansing as a vital routine. A bit like doing the washing. If you don't wash your clothes, eventually they will be putrid. If you don't cleanse your liver, eventually it will be so congested and dirty that you will want to avoid the smell yourself. Do you suffer from waking up in the early hours of the morning for no apparent reason and have difficulty going back to sleep? If so, you may have problems with liver function and require a good detox to get you sleeping well again. Do you have a roll of fat across your abdomen that is stubborn and refuses to budge even with consistent dieting? This is another indication that you may benefit from cleansing your liver of old and unwanted toxins. Simply look in the mirror and check the whites of your eyes. Are they white or are they turning more creamy or yellow? If they are not clear white, then perhaps you are carrying excess toxins through your system and your liver is not functioning optimally. Keep your liver healthy. Anyone with liver disease will do well to have a regular cleanses and help liver function. Taking herbs and following a cleansing program has helped many people with chronic liver disease come back to good health again. If you drink alcohol, eat processed foods, or exposed to any chemical toxic residues, which is pretty well all of us, the first place to consider cleansing is the liver. Start slowly and then increase the intensity as time goes on. In fact, anyone who suffers from any chronic illness would do well to think of liver cleansing as a mandatory action for future wellness. Imagine squeezing a dirty wet sponge and watching the filth come away. Then imagine yourself rinsing that sponge with fresh clean water and squeezing it until it's squeaky clean. This is one comparison to your liver. Our liver is the main filter organ in the body. It has so many diverse functions, including general metabolism, filtration, and organization of many other bodily functions. It has so many functions. The liver is where you will first accumulate environmental toxins that have been ingested through the atmosphere and food. So it makes sense the liver is the first organ to keep clean, ensuring many other smooth and uninterrupted processes occur in the body. If you have a clean liver, then you will have a clean, healthy blood flowing through your veins. This results in clean organs and also clean cells. So therefore, keeping your liver clean is fundamental in having good energy levels and maintaining the best possible wellness zone for yourself. Liver cleansing is relatively simple when it is undertaken on a regular basis. However, if you ignore your body for long enough, you'll start to show signs of liver overload. These include lethargy, bloating, bad temperament, skin eruptions amongst others, yellowing on the skin, yellowing in the eyes. Taking a detox is the best way to cleanse your liver. Herbs can help you. When you detox, drink dandelion tea instead of coffee at your local cafe. This will cleanse your liver and boost kidney function and clean your blood. A special detox herbal blend contains the following herbs: milk thistle, dandelion, globe artichoke, black walnut hulls. This tonic can be taken as a total detox plan for 7 to 30 days. Just 1 teaspoon, which is 5 mils, per 20 kilos of body weight before each meal. Milk thistle is a premium liver cleansing herb. It helps many detoxification pathways in this liver. This herb is helpful as it significantly contributes to the reversal of fatty liver, psoriasis, and high cholesterol levels. Milk thistle can be combined with turmeric to bring estrogen levels back in balance and also assist in cleansing heavy metals and industrial toxins from the liver. Milk thistle makes the whites of your eyes white again. It is what's known as a hepatoprotective. It protects your liver as it goes through a cleansing process. Often grumpy people have a toxic liver. They say it's the seat of your emotions. So if you are feeling a bit angry, impatient, unhappy, or generally disgruntled, then a liver cleanse may settle you down and make you smile again. Emotional volatility is a sure sign that you need a liver cleanse. Milk thistle is traditionally prescribed for all manner of liver problems, including hepatitis, alcoholic liver conditions, toxicity in the liver caused by heavy metal exposure, and also for gallbladder protection, as this herb also helps assist the prevention of gallstones. Milk thistle may be taken in very small amounts over a long period of time to help prevent liver damage and gradually repair the liver. Alternatively, you can make an extract in therapeutic doses for a specific time frame as required for a liver cleanse, combined with foods to help flush the toxins from your liver and repair the damage. Another way to take this herb is to take it 3 or 4 times a year as each season begins. Spend 2 to 4 weeks taking a suitable dose of milk thistle along with a controlled diet to allow the liver to gently flush and cleanse. Added daily to your diet, milk thistle can be a powerful hepatoprotective. Taking milk thistle during the earth element in traditional Chinese medicine, which is 2 weeks at the end of each season and 2 weeks at the beginning of each season, with a beautiful diet of dal, earthy root vegetables, yellow foods, beautiful orange foods, and nurturing grounding foods is a wonderful way to help cleanse your body. Everything's dependent upon your external environment and your eating habits as to how much and when you need to take liver cleansing herbs. Anyone who drinks alcohol regularly would do well to have 5 to 10 grams of milk thistle extract mixed with water upon retiring after an evening of alcohol consumption. Also, if you have been working in an environment where toxic dusts, pollutants, chemicals may have been absorbed through your lungs, skin, water, or food supply, you would do well to have a daily dose of milk thistle. This herb can be taken long term. Adding dandelion to your blend for gentle cleansing, this herb suits everyone. Not many people are opposed to taking dandelion in fresh salads, and it can be even taken in extract form for blood cleansing, digestive tract toning, and also liver and kidney function. If you are able to grow some dandelion in your garden, it's excellent to chop up the fresh, less bitter, smaller leaves to mix them with your salad greens. Make a dressing with lemon juice and you will have the perfect liver cleansing salad to add to a meal. Dandelion is good for chronic skin conditions, constipation, abdominal bloating, lack of appetite, and all manner of digestive sluggishness. It also works as a diuretic and assists kidney function, including the healing of cystitis. Black walnut hulls get in on a cellular level and sneak up on the parasites, toxins, and nasty cancers and help eliminate them from your system. This herb can be taken in a therapeutic dose for about 30 days at a time before you need to give it a rest, as the nephroquinines can make your peristalsis lazy. Therapeutically, you can take black walnut daily to cleanse your digestive tract of parasites and to get your organs and start to cleanse on a deeper level. Small, non-therapeutic doses of black walnut taken over a long term, such as 1 year or longer, will get into your cells and do some real work. If you can only have a very small dose added to your daily tonic, then it gets into those cells to help eliminate any poisons, foreign bodies, and toxins. Black walnut hulls are also super high in iodine, and iodine is a heavy metal chelator which gets into the cells and helps cleanse all poisons, toxins, parasites, and is a free radical scavenger. Globe artichoke is a premium herb for your gallbladder and, of course, cholesterol management. Your gallbladder stores bile that has been secreted from your liver. It waits there to get the message that you have eaten, and then the bile is pumped from the gallbladder into the small intestine for the emulsification of fats and the aiding of digestion. Now, if you think about other wastes that can be transported to the gallbladder, such as cholesterol and estrogen deposits and other yucky wastes from a congested liver, you will understand why this herb is important in your detox blend. It helps your gallbladder to be thoroughly cleaned and will delay, arrest, or even eliminate the buildup of crystals that can form gallstones. Globe artichoke is also used to help treat high cholesterol levels and reduce high triglyceride levels, making it a cardiovascular protective herb as well. Malic acid that's found in green apples is an excellent addition with globe artichoke, as this helps break down any cholesterol and estrogen small deposits that could form larger gallstones in the future. Cellular detoxification. Each and every cell in your body needs a spring clean. This is a different approach to digestive tract and related organ detoxification, such as bowel cleansing and liver cleansing. Cellular detoxification can take months or even years to accomplish if you take it slowly and ensure that you do not stress your body too much in the process. Sneak up on toxins inside the cells and clear them out so that you have less strain on your body and are able to create healthier cellular energy. If your cells are clean, then you will naturally have more energy. The only way to get your cells clean is to have a clean blood and organs, and that means you need to have a clean digestive tract too. It's an ongoing process that needs to be vigilantly adhered to in order for you to have a proper detox. You need 3 months of detox for every year of your age. In other words, to be strict, you need to detox for 1 year for every 4 years of your life. If you are 40, you will need regular and consistent detoxing for 10 years to ensure that you have an optimally healthy body. This, of course, is the extremist perspective, but bear in mind that it's really healthy and wonderful feeling at the end of the week when you have only had soups, juices, vegetable salads, and fresh fruit for 7 days. You will feel as though you have achieved something marvelous and healthy for your wellness zone. You only need to do these 1 week cleanses 2 or 3 times per year. Even to do this once a year, and if you've never done it before, make the time and create the discipline to detox. You won't regret it. Cleansing is a very personal support for your wellness zone, and it's a way of self-acceptance, self-love, and self-respect. You can't respect yourself optimally when you are a toxic waste dump. However, when you make the effort to get rid of those built-up poisons and wastes from the past, then you make a firm commitment on the physical level to have a better tomorrow and a healthier wellness zone. For optimal and efficient cellular detoxification, you can undertake any of the detox plans mentioned in this book. However, to really get in and cleanse on a cellular level, add spirulina, wheatgrass, or green barley shots to your detox. These green foods also create an alkaline system which helps keep your body in optimal health and minimalizes the risk of many illnesses. The benefits of fruits and vegetables in your detox plan. Different fruits and vegetables contain antioxidants, nutrients, and cleansing properties that can be used to specifically target the system of your body that needs cleansing. All fruit and vegetables are good options to base a cleansing diet on. Raw is best, taken in juice format or eaten in salads. Fruit and vegetables are also good for you cooked and steamed in the winter months. Add some lemon juice, sea salt, fresh herbs, spices, honey, garlic, ginger, parsley, seeds, nuts, olive oil, flaxseed oil, or good vinegar to your fruit and vegetables for extra flavor and texture. Almonds can be soaked overnight and added to juices and fruits in your cleanse, as they are high in calcium and also nourishingly filling. Apples are good to help with gallstones and arthritis pain. Green apples contain malic acid, and all apples contain pectin, which helps reduce gallstones. Apples also help reduce parasites from your digestive tract and are good for diarrhea and digestive disturbance. Apricots are high in iron and a good juice for women to help prevent anemia. They are also good to help coughs and winter colds. Apricots reduce inflammation in the digestive tract and help reduce migraine headaches. taking pure apricot juice regularly through the day when you have a winter cold or flu can be very soothing. Apricot seeds can be eaten in small amounts to help prevent illnesses. Artichokes are good gallbladder and liver food and help reduce cholesterol levels. Fresh artichokes are good steamed until soft and then marinated in garlic, olive oil and sea salt with apple cider vinegar. Place this in the fridge and add to snacks and meals as needed. Raw globe artichokes are a premium gallbladder and cholesterol reducing food when added to juices each day. Asparagus is a premium kidney food, allowing stones to break up and reducing acidity in the body. Avocado is high in essential fatty acids, including beta-sitosterol, which can help with prostate problems and other illnesses. Avocado is a complete food which is nourishing and gentle on the digestive tract, and when there are digestive disturbances, avocado is best eaten raw. Cut the fruit in half and then add other vegetables and salad dressing for a nourishing and delicious detox meal. You can also juice avocado with other fruits and vegetables. This is very filling and a real energy boost for those on a liquid diet. Beetroot is the food of the bowel, anti-cancer and blood cleansing. If you have low energy, this vegetable is wonderfully strengthening for all systems of your body. Cooked beetroot is also delicious on a detox plan. Cut the beetroot into 2 centimeter cubes. Coat with olive oil and bake in a moderate oven for 2 hours. Once cooked, sprinkle with sea salt and a little fresh garlic, then squeeze lemon juice over the hot beetroot. Berries are good to help keep your cardiovascular system strong. They increase vision and help reduce macular degeneration. Berries are also good blood cleansers and are high in antioxidants. The darker the berry, the stronger its benefits. Blackberries and mulberries are good fresh or frozen. Eating 1 tablespoon of berries each day on your detox plan will act as a lovely antioxidant and help strengthen your veins and arteries. Bitter melons are eaten in many parts of the world as an antioxidant and balancer of blood sugar levels. When you add the leaves of the fruit of bitter melon to your juices and salads on a detox, then you are balancing your own blood sugar levels, enabling you to have endurance for the detox plan. The bitter melon also helps arrest the development of HIV/AIDS. Small young melons and their leaves are good combined with your juices and food. Broccoli is the food of the prostate, helping reduce inflammation and any problems associated with prostate disease. It is high in antioxidant and helps reduce blood pressure and detoxify the liver. Steaming broccoli is a good way to enjoy the vegetable and get the maximum health benefits. It's also very good juiced with other vegetables. Cooked broccoli is good kidney soothing food. When you are on a low-carb diet, you can help protect your kidneys by adding a good dose of broccoli or other green food to the diet. Broccoli seeds sprouted are high in indole-3 carbinol, which is a super antioxidant. Brown rice is a premium detox food. There have been many detox plans built around brown rice as the basis. There is a mono detox plan where you eat pure, raw brown rice and water. Soak each cup of biodynamic brown rice in 2 cups of pure cold water for 24 hours and eat exclusively for a day or longer. Do not cook or heat. You can mix this regime with other detox plans as required. This is very nutritious and brown rice hulls are one of the best fibers available. Brown rice is filling and can be a good addition to any detox plan, incorporating this nutrition with the cleansing properties of other plants. Brown rice also tends to absorb toxins and putrid waste from the digestive tract, helping to eliminate them from your body. Cabbage is an excellent prebiotic. It is good for hypothyroidism and is an antioxidant. Cabbage is good for sweeping toxins through your digestive tract, allowing parasites and built-up mucus to be removed gently. If your metabolism is too fast, then adding cabbage to the detox plan will help slow it down. Try baking it in an oven in the traditional recipe of stuffed cabbage, which is an excellent winter detox meal. Marinating in cabbage in salt for 2 to 4 weeks is a process to make sauerkraut, a traditional prebiotic food. Simply take the cabbage and slice thinly. Add 1 cup of sea salt to each full cabbage and place in a bowl with a heavy object such as a brick covered for hygiene purposes over the cabbage. Make sure you are able to seal the bowl so that air doesn't get in. The cabbage will ferment over time, resulting in this delicious prebiotic that is a good addition to any detox plan. Carrot is high in beta-carotene and is a premium liver cleansing food. It helps to regulate blood sugar levels, reduces inflammation in the whole body, and is a good energy food to help increase your stamina. Carrots are great juiced, although this can be rather high in sugar as there is about 4 grams of sugar per average carrot. Carrot juice is an excellent liver food as it helps the detoxification pathways operate optimally. Steaming carrots with honey, fennel, and ginger is a good warm detox meal. Celery helps reduce uric and lactic acids in your joints and organs. It also helps reduce fluid buildup and edema in peripheral parts of your body, such as the ankles and feet. It makes a good kidney tonic and tends to balance stomach acidity. Add some celery to your morning juice. You can also dip fresh celery into vegetable sauces for detox plans, or even make a delicious tea with celery seeds and hot water. Use 1 teaspoon of celery seeds to each 200 ml of boiling water and allow to infuse for 5 minutes. A pure celery juice cleanse is an excellent juice cleanse. Simply stay on celery juice with a little bit of lemon juice and nothing more for a day or longer. You will notice inflammation is reduced in your body, pain is reduced in your body. Your body alkalizes and your body detoxes very quickly on a pure celery juice diet. Celery seed tea is also an excellent addition to a pure water fast. Simply make celery seed tea and drink the warm tea. That is classified as a water fast, adding herbal teas. Cranberries are a good kidney and bladder food. They are beneficial for any acid system and to help balance the acid in your blood vessels. Take dried cranberries and soak in water overnight and then add to morning breakfast fruits or eat the fresh berries whole. Dried cranberries can be added to salads for zest and a flavor burst. Garlic is your premium antibiotic food and will help to strengthen and cleanse the blood, reduce cardiovascular disease and anemia, cleanse the liver and kidneys, and increase your energy. Roast full bulbs of garlic in the oven and then peel away the skin and eat, or dip it raw into your pesto or other dips. Raw garlic can traditionally be rubbed into the bottom of your feet before bed to help detox your body while you sleep. Ginger is another antibiotic food. It also balances fluid in your body, removes uric and lactic acid, helps reduce the pain of headaches and arthritis, and increases circulation. Simply slice the ginger thinly and add to any salad, steam, or stir fry, and add to roasted vegetables. This combination on your detox plan. Ginger juice is also delicious with many other fruits and vegetables and helps pull poisons from your body, cleanse your liver, and it's an absolute excellent protective for your body. Grapes have been used in mono cleansers for cancer treatment as they can go deeply into the cells to reduce acidity in the body and take away toxins. Grapes can be used to help reduce inflammation and help cleanse the blood and liver. Black grapes are specifically used for immune juice cleansing programs. Grapefruit is a dieter's best friend as this helps break down fat in your digestive tract and then helps to remove it from your system. Grapefruit helps remove parasites, especially the seeds when eaten. It also helps reduce uric and lactic acid in the joints and can help stop the formation of gallstones. It speeds up digestion, metabolism, and can get your digestive tract moving when it's slow. Horseradish is good to help all types of mucus problems and upper respiratory tract problems in the body. It helps to dry up the mucus and reduce head colds. Also good for the lungs and increasing the production of bile in your liver. Fresh horseradish is delicious sliced and added to detox meals. The juice can be strong, so test for flavor first before you add to your juices. The Japanese horseradish wasabi is a powerful respiratory tract cleanser and a great addition to any detox plan when you want heat and variety. Don't forget that sushi is a good detox food, and the addition of wasabi can help to clear excess toxins from your body. Beautiful horseradish. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. My name is Dominique Liv-Kumal. This is Project Wellness. When I come back, I'm going to do part two on detox therapies, where I'll show you how to do a wholesome vegetarian detox, how to do a water cleanse, how to do a juice fast, how to do any morning detox and any lunch detox, how to detox across the weekend, how to detox when you're at work. Detox therapies are wonderful, and it's awesome when we can incorporate them into our lives. Thank you for listening to Project Wellness. Our website is medicineroom.com.au. I look forward to connecting with you. Have a great day. Bye.